Hey guys, and welcome to episode 44 of Dad Knows Best. I'm Harrison Mudge, and I'm with my co-host Adam Callow.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good, mate.
Hello. I feel like you got somewhere to be.
Nah, mate, you know, I'm cool. I've just, the last 60 minutes, not even that, the last 120 minutes of my life have just been destroyed. Did a presentation, did a live webinar, and they normally last 30 minutes with no Q&A. And it was about fire safety. And it was like a...
And it was full of questions.
Like 95 full of questions. Long. It was, anyway, I won't bore the listeners with that. Otherwise, they'll go through what I've just been through. I'm not in a rush, mate.
Cool. We'll get right into it, though. Guys, for anyone that's new listening or watching, this is just a show where a couple of daddy-os get on the mic, share some stories, some pop tips.
I'm going to start doing that, by the way. I'm going to start referencing the camera. Like, when you just say something, if you are listening, you should go and watch. Like, you just said daddy-os, and I'm going to start making reference. I'm going to break the third wall.
It's cool, though. We're cool. That third wall?
Fourth wall.
breaking the... What are you doing if you break the third wall?
You're talking to set members. Not the audience. You're talking to set members. Like John, who does the lighting. That's what's happening right there.
Okay.
You like where I did that? You like that? Sorry, what are you talking about?
I'm going to have to review that. By the way, we had a message. We had a reply in the emails. I think I've archived it now. From John again. Sorry. He got back in touch about Pop-Up Pirate.
What?
Oh, the thing we spoke about last week.
Yeah, okay.
It's been 7 days. Anyway, topic of the day, Adam, is a really interesting one. You kind of alluded to it last week, actually, with mention of an iPad.
Accidentally.
You really dropped a clanger. So I want to talk about, when do kids deserve tech?
Oh, you're going big, okay, you're broad. Okay, nice. Define tech.
Good question. So let's start with the obvious one. A mobile phone.
Okay.
Because obviously back in our day, when we were youths, young and hip.
No FaceTime.
Like I remember my older brother getting a phone. And it had, on the screen, it had a single row. And it was just enough space to show a phone number. And if you had a text message, obviously, I guess you sent text messages. Because it was basically a step up from a pager, right?
Yeah.
Because a pager was just, it would just give you the same thing, single row.
One way as well. It's pages, yeah, one way. You don't send a message back off a pager, do you?
No, but how do you page someone?
Mate, this is like asking me like typewriter works.
Anyway, when we got phones... The screens got bigger at that point.
I'm so curious about pages right
and
now.
We had things like Snake, a classic. But I think if my memory serves me correctly, I remember being at school and I was probably 12, 13 was the age of me and the kids we were with when we were all getting phones. Pay as you go. And all that jazz.
I think
my first
Razor. Remember the Razor?
I do. But Jesus. What was your first phone while we're on that subject? I remember mine. Mine was a Sagem. It was a silver phone. It had a blue screen when it lit up. A blue screen.
Don't remember. Sorry.
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, don't remember. I remember some of the phones I had. Like
3310 OVS. 3330.
Do you remember the one that I used to have? It was like a metal thing and you clicked the sides and it went and slipped out.
That is an 8800.
Sick. Go and look at the 800. That was a sick phone. I felt like an absolute.
They sell for a lot of money on eBay.
Oh really?
Yeah, because they're a classic.
Yeah, they were great. And I had the one that you held on its side.
Yeah, what was that one?
Like a controller.
I had that one as well. Not the N-Gage, because the N-Gage was for gaming and it had like you bought games for it and stuff. But there was another one as well that had the same. It was like a normal 3310 screen or color screen, maybe it was at that point, but it wasn't like an N-Gage, because an N-Gage was like it had like 3D graphics.
Yeah, it was
stuff.
Like a controller. But I always had the one that you flipped on its side. It was like a normal phone. You flipped on its side, then you flicked, slide it up
and a keyboard underneath. Back then, things were so much more fun. Anyway,
cool,
we're getting a little off topic.
That was in a Little Bow Wow music video. That was. Sorry.
There's even a. Have you seen? There's a music video with Kelly Rowland in it, and I think it's a Nelly music video.
Yeah.
And she's texting on her phone, and it has like Microsoft Excel on the screen. Oh. It's just so fucking weird. Anyway, yeah, so I was 12, 13 when I got my phone. Mm-hmm. But obviously back then it was just a phone. Yep. It was just texting and calling people, which you didn't do much of because you had £5 credit and text messages cost like 50p.
They were never 50, they were like 10p.
So on mine, I remember I had a thing where...
You were texting premium numbers, Harry.
I had a thing where it was...
About a dirty magazine.
It was
dirty.
Like, it was like 35, it was like 35, 40p for the first 5 messages. Why do things fall out of you all the time? Anyone that heard that, it was Adam's phone clanging
it's
on the floor.
Resort,
one of
source.
Two phones, one of two phones as well.
Yeah, it was the personal
drug
one.
Dealer. So... What was I saying?
That I'm a drug dealer.
But back in the day, that was it. So the first 5 messages would be 40p.
Yep.
And then any other after those 5 would be 5p.
Are you sure this isn't like... Because that is genuinely, not that I know this, but that is genuinely the way that like premium rate phone numbers charge. Like the first 2 minutes
that
is
was
like
it.
£5.
The first 5 text messages in a day would cost 40p a message, whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe it wasn't even that much. Maybe it was 25 or 30. But then the rest would be 5p.
I think we need to pull this back to the question at hand, because we're just going like a nostalgic trip right now.
The point I'm trying to make is I was 13 when I got a communication device that was only phone calls and SMS messages. So okay. The first question for you, well, let's use the iPad as an example. I know the boys have got iPads. Mm-hmm. Me and Emmy have actually had a conversation recently because Elliot's already being drawn to our phones because obviously he sees mum and dad on them. They light up, they're interesting things to anyone, right? That's why we're all fucking glued to them all the time. So we kind of just made an offhand comment saying, oh, we'll probably need to get him an iPad at some point when he can hold things and wants to watch things. Mm-hmm. So we're already going to get him a screen.
Yep.
Your boys have obviously got screens.
Yes.
What age did they get those iPads or a screen of some kind?
So I think Riley got it when he was...
Other tablets are available. But you probably wouldn't want them.
even for your kids, you probably wouldn't want them. So Riley got his first iPad. He was probably about 3.5, 4 years old. 3.5, 4. But Reggie got one probably about 18 months.
18? So, okay. So on that note, though, what... At 18...
There's a difference between like having it and using it and plopping it down in front of a kid.
Okay, so
I sound like a bad parent.
No, I know what you're saying though. So at 18 months, I guess you were just, like you say, propping it up in front of him to play a video on the go, right?
There was a screen. You. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like in a restaurant or whatever, and just put it in front of him.
Remember those days?
stick it in front of him and it would keep him calm for a little bit. Cool. Interestingly, from a communications perspective, because otherwise this will just be about phones, we'll end up doing like 5 episodes on tech. I get FaceTime calls off Reggie, who's 4 next month. Yeah. So he now has an iPad. He's had an iPad for a while, but he now has his own Apple ID because you can do some cool things with Apple where you can have parental controls over Apple IDs. So he's part of the family, and he'll send me like voice messages now because he finds it easier because he can't type. I either get like 93 emojis in a row or I get a voice message, and I use the animojis, I think they're called, the animals. I send him like voice messages back with that. So yep. But he knows how to pick it up and call anyone. He'll literally walk downstairs in the morning at like 6 o'clock and call grandma. Wow. Like he'll FaceTime, he'll go on, and I'll be like making breakfast and I'll come through and I can see it as like FaceTiming granddad, and I'm like, oh, it's 6 o'clock, no. But that's what they're on. And I guess to answer your question, I don't know, you didn't
so
ask
he
me
so he can't can he so this is kind of, we're kind of jumping about, but we're getting to the meat and bones.
Everyone who listens to the show expects us to jump about.
If they didn't expect us to jump about, strap in. Are you fucking serious?
I don't even know why that happened. That was both phones. The second one was the drug one. It must have been vibrating.
At least
there's a drop off.
At least there's no more phones to fall out of your pockets now.
There's nothing else heavy as well.
Just an iPad.
A knife, actually.
Anyway, he can only communicate to people in his contact list, right? And I assume that's only
He ain't
family.
Going to the back of no dirty list in court.
But he can't... What? What are you talking about?
He's not browsing any mags. Seeing a like premium phone number.
What magazines do you buy?
I don't know. I found some at my dad's house when we were clearing it out. That's probably why it's top of mind for me right now.
Oh my God. So he can. Hopefully he's not reading some dirty magazines and ringing dutty. Oh my God, this is derailed so hard. I thought you wanted to get out of here.
I told you at the top of the show, I'm in no rush at all. My feet are up on the table.
Oh God.
Sat in the nearby.
This place is falling apart. Anyway.
It's one hell of an audio experience.
The question I'm trying to ask is, he can only communicate to people that you know he can communicate to.
Yeah, we set contacts up in his device.
What, was that so difficult to answer?
No, it wasn't.
So you've already put barriers. So let's fast forward a little bit in this conversation, because I know, because you've asked me... when the reason this whole conversation started it 50 years ago was you asked me when do you think it's right to get a boy a child
yep
a PC.
Yeah, backstory is Riley's playing Fortnite on the iPad. Mm-hmm. Really good at it, like enjoying it, and also we're using Swift Playgrounds on the iPad, and I wanted to have a device where he could learn to actually code, not just on Swift Playgrounds, because mm-hmm. he's enjoying that as well. And then I kind of got into the conversation with Sarah, and she was useless. She was just like, oh, yeah, let's just get him one. I'm like, that's not what I asked. I was like, when do you think in his future it makes sense to get a kid a PC? Because a PC is like a connection to the world. Yeah. It's also in his bedroom, so he could go squirrel away. And that's something that I was thinking about. I was like, right now his iPad, he plays it on the couch. Mm-hmm. We can see what he's doing and what he's playing with and bits like that. All of a sudden, PC's in his room, and it's like, we've lost him. Mm-hmm. Like, he's gone.
Yeah, because their games consoles are in the living room as well, right?
Yeah. So, he only really has a Switch. So, it's an iPad and a Switch. So, but he uses that in the living room as well. He's not allowed to take that up to his bedroom, as an example. It's just for the living
room.
Why
not?
I think it's just a way for us to control his time on it. Because we know...
Exactly what you're talking about then with the PC.
If he's upstairs... We know he's either drawing or playing with Reggie in Reggie's room. Mm-hmm. There's no tech up there, so we're not concerned. They can just play in the room. My concern would be he goes upstairs, sits on his bed, and plays a Switch for 2 hours.
What's the problem?
That's technically not a problem. The fact that he does that upstairs, comes downstairs, and then plays for another 2 hours. I don't know what he's been doing upstairs for 2 hours. I want to know what he's been doing. It's just my way of controlling the amount of time he's spending on a device. It's an unknown to me. I make it a known to me mm-hmm. because if he's upstairs, he's doing something that I'm cool with.
Not to go off on a tangent, what's the difference between him colouring for 2 hours and then playing on the Switch for 2 hours?
For me, it's a great question. For me, it's just a case of me wanting to do multiple things. So stimulating different parts of his brain, basically. So we do stuff like... Actually, there's a really interesting thing we do now. He watches the iPad and watches how to draw characters of Fortnite. Because he loves Fortnite, but he loves everything about Fortnite. Mm. So we're like, actually, how can we do this to make it a little bit more... A little bit less about the game and get him to do other stuff. Drawing... I like him to be a bit more creative. So he now draws Fortnite. He watches how to draw like Banana Man and Gold Man and all these characters within Fortnite. Yeah, I don't actually know why I see it different as drawing compared to playing. I think it's just if I had a choice and there was 10 hours in a day, I would have him do 5 different things for 2 hours. As a parent, I want to expose him to as many things as possible. Mm. And I don't want him to go, if it's not a game, I'm not interested. I want to force him.
But what if you're limiting his chances of winning $1 million at the Fortnite tournament?
I would much rather limit his chances of winning $1 million in the Fortnite tournament and him know that he hates the guitar. Like he might become the best guitarist in the world, but if I never give an opportunity to at least know what a guitar is, he ain't going to know. So I think it's a parent's responsibility to expose your kid to as many things as possible, then let them choose, mm-hmm. not force them down a path. But I don't want him to just go, I'm a gamer. I want him to go, I'm a kid. I can go explore stuff. So we play basketball together now. He enjoys that a little bit. I like to fucking dunk over him when I lower the net. But yeah, exactly.
To bring it back, good point. So I like that. Because I was actually thinking as well, yeah, when they're a kid, you just need to like throw everything at them. Try yeah. not try not to be the limiting factor on their
exactly
potential
or impose what you. So like, I wanted to be good at music as a kid. I just couldn't play instruments. I tried so many times.
Instruments though?
I tried the guitar and the saxophone.
Oh, okay. I remember my brother tried to learn he wanted to learn the saxophone, but at the time he was told something like his hands weren't big enough to, or there was some reason why he couldn't play it. So they recommended he learned the
flute.
Is it the clarinet?
Yeah.
To learn the skills, because they're transferable
when he grows
until
up.
He can then play the saxophone. And then he played the clarinet for like 3 years and then got sick of it and just binned it off. But because he wasn't playing the instrument that he wanted to play.
Yeah. But to bring it back is, I wouldn't want to go, you've got to get good at guitar. I'd want to say, hey, this is a guitar.
Mm.
Let's do it. Like with coding. I'm not trying to make him into a coder, but I'm like, but he's...
But if we still need support.
But because he's gravitated towards it, I've showed him and experienced him. I've given him an experience of it. And then he's gone, well, this is quite interesting. And I know it's interesting when he goes to me, Dad, can we do some coding?
Yeah.
Awesome. Then it's my job to then go, cool, how do I keep this energy up about something that's productive? Yeah. But trying to expose him to loads of things, I think it's just part of our job.
Yeah, I think that's really good, because something that I somewhat feel, because like one thing I've found when I was growing up is that maybe not specifically the parents, obviously the parents have their own opinions, but even with like school and college and stuff like that, is that we grew up in a time where you couldn't necessarily be anything you wanted to be if you just sort of stick at it and like carve your niche. There was still very much pigeonholes of you go to school, college, uni, get the jobs, like a very like formulaic outcome.
And entrepreneurship was like, it just meant you're unemployed.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it meant. It was like,
you just hustle in to make some money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're a drug dealer.
Two phone Tony. But now, that's something I want to make sure with Elliot as well, is that like, exactly what you're saying is like, if he wants to play some music, cool. What do you want to play? Let's get you a cheap guitar, dick about with it. If you get good, let's start leveling up. Yeah, cool.
I tell Riley numerous times a week, I have a conversation with him. And I try and expand his self-limiting beliefs as much as possible. So even down to when he's like, I can't score a basket. I'm like, yeah, of course you can. Let's go and do it. And we spend 2 hours there until he gets a basket. And then he goes, I can score a basket. And I ask him, what do you want to be? Probably once every couple of months. What do you want to be when you're older? Because he asked me about work. What do I do? Daddy's going to work. So what do you want to do as a job? And he wants to become a race car player in the day, a Fortnite champion in the evening, and eat good cake.
Do you know what's really funny about all of that is that is all very possible.
100%.
To be a daytime millionaire race car driver that gets to the top of the league on Fortnite in the evenings.
Yeah, exactly. And can afford
and has all and the cake in the world.
Like, that's what I'm saying is like, I try and just make him think that anything is possible.
Yeah.
And I won't let any teacher, any classmate or anyone ever put a limiting factor on him. Not at that age. The world's hard enough anyway. You get beaten down a lot. I think it's our job as a parent to say, you can fucking do anything.
So back to having a PC in the bedroom. So what's the level of trust that you then need to build with him? If and when, let's leave the age out for a second. I guess you're looking for that point in his life where he's responsible enough to not just play games for 8 hours or
use it
as more of a tool or...
Weirdly, I'm...
There's this really sharp nail on this table.
I'm not hugely concerned about the trust thing, because I think it's the case of abuse the trust, I'll take the thing away from you. Simple as that. I'm actually more waiting for the point where I think this is going into a deep conversation. So I'll try and keep it high level, but a PC for me is the same as I think about like social media. Is until he has thick enough skin to understand that people on the internet can be negative and troll you, and what they say isn't necessarily true. And if if they don't like your haircut, it's because they've got a deeper problem. They're just trying to lash out at you. Until he has some robustness about his personality and he has a bit of a fuck you attitude to what people think, like, I'm me, go fuck yourself, is sort of like what I'd want him to feel. Until I feel like he's got that bit of grit in him, I'll be nervous about connecting him to the world. So I kind of bubble him right now, and I'm happy to. And it's teaching him that grit that I think is important.
That's tricky though, because a lot of that, like, social media itself is just a dicey thing anyway, but then you've got the whole thing when they go to school, but they're going to deal with a lot of that shit anyway.
But I'm okay with that. I think the playground is like...
it's real.
Playground, it's real. If a bully's there, they can... you have to interact with the bully, and you can also... There's a physical interaction, and the bully can see what they're doing to you, and it's people. I think that's a great training ground for the internet. I think until he can get comfortable with the playground and just going, well, he's a bully, avoid him and protect them and be nice and be kind and ignore the bad people. Like, he just needs a bit of grit about him. And I think school's a good place for that. And I guess the only thing that I think is a negative right now about what's going on in the world with lockdown is he's missing the opportunity to develop those skills, which I think
it's
important.
It's like when kids go to all boy or all girls schools. Obviously there's nothing wrong with those, but there's definitely something to be said about the experience of mixing with both genders.
I'd love to see a Netflix documentary series which is like they follow like 100 boys that went to an all boy school and 100 girls went to an all girl school and then 100 that went to a mixed, and just see what their lives look like. That'd be an amazing documentary.
They probably look at me and like, you went to an all boys school, didn't you? And I actually didn't. I'm just not a player. I just want deep, meaningful connections.
No, but I think it's actually the inverse. I think that I'm making massive sweeping statements here, and I'll lose some people from the audience. But I think
we're nothing but facts on this show.
but I would make a generalist assumption that people that go to an all boys school don't have the same level of skills with the opposite sex. That could you just learn?
You learn from a distance.
Yeah.
About girls and what they have to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And what they are as a species.
Exactly. Yeah.
Remember the sex ed lessons where it'd finish, but the girls stayed behind, and you're like, what the fuck are they talking about? Why are we, I don't understand, like, surely we all need this education.
Yeah.
And like, because they're talking about obviously feminine stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But surely that's a very important thing for both genders to still have a grasp on. Because otherwise what they're breeding in the wild is just a bunch of lads that are like fucking women, that like once a month, what they're talking about.
Yep.
Like me.
I agree. But I think, listen, this is a really interesting conversation, because I think we can open up a lot of cans of worms here.
I feel like...
I was just about to say that I think boys that go to an all-boys school are naturally more predatorial towards women, is what I wanted to say.
I think that's just a massive sweeping statement.
That's what I fucking said. But
the assumption is that because the opposite sex has been
locked away,
gated from them, it's that forbidden fruit or whatever.
That's the point. It's not about a man and a woman and a man. I think it works both ways.
It's the thing that they've not seen.
Predatory is the wrong thing. More objective. Like, they objectify the opposite sex a bit more. I'm probably more comfortable saying that. But that's what I'm saying, is I think it makes a great... that's a series I'd love to watch. Have you watched the 100 Humans series on Netflix?
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. I thought it was interesting.
Well, we need to wrap it up, but I feel like we've not come to any sort of conclusion.
I feel like we haven't even got started to what we were going to... We should pick this up. How about this? Let's make a list of like 5 bits of tech and have a think and work out and why, what age you're going to let L be exposed to it, and I'll work out for my kids.
I like that.
So...
Tech.
Computers. So we'll go with Mac or PC.
Yeah, because the whole thing about computers as well, because I thought you were
concerned... You're opening this back up, Harry.
I know, but just full of it. Because they're all internet devices, right?
Yeah. So we're going to go with computers.
Personal computer. Making a note.
Yep. We'll include tablets into that, okay? Oh, no, we can't. We've got tablets and desktops separately. Mobile phones separately. I would like to throw in social media. When are you going to let your kid have the first social media account? And then what other tech do we think is... I got a weird one, but that's not even important. AirPods. I got a spare pair of AirPods at home.
That's just entitlement. I think they're all the devices, right? I'm trying to look around, but your phone, they're all variants on the same thing, right? They're all just computers and access to the internet.
Yeah, there's nothing else. Yeah, there's nothing else. Those.
And then, like, there's a whole...
There's, like, there's places to access topic. Internet, and there's social that sits on the internet. Yeah. We'll talk about those four things.
And then there's a whole other thing where it's, like, how old do they have to be to watch a 15?
Oh, just let them watch it.
Well, I had Elliot on my lap, and I was playing Call of Duty the other week, and I was like, is this impacting him?
Yeah, like, Riley, like, said to me, he was like, oh, yeah, great, like... Great headshot.
I can't believe...
The amount of times I hear him say, like, great headshot.
That is the most insane thing. Fortnite, oh, the guy's dressed like a banana, sweet, but he's massacring 100 people with machine guns. Yeah, but it looks like a cartoon though, right?
Yeah, and he's good with his axe as well. Just lands and just gets for a kill. He doesn't even need to go for a kill. He could run for a gun and be safer, but he likes to go for the kill.
Obviously, because he's a psychopath. On that note, guys,
he's gonna go to an all boys school.
we'll wrap this up. This I feel like we've just like scratched the surface
part
of
one. We should call this part one.
Well,
kids and tech part one.
So we limit these shows to 30 minutes for many reasons.
Just gonna go down it. Both my things in my brain.
But a question I have to you, the audience, listeners and viewers, and you, Adam, from across the chair with two phones that seem to be blowing up. His man on the corner's seen the police and they're raiding his house right now. He's calling the wife.
Mopeds are
Get
coming
rid
in.
Of the heroin.
Heroin? You're in dark, man.
It's big money, right?
Even if I was... If I was a dealer, it would not be heroin, Harry. Jeez.
Whatever. Whatever. Nice. Anyway, I just thought of the worst thing.
You nailed it.
You've not seen Ozark.
No, I've only done one episode. True story, started
okay, there's
it.
There's heroin in Ozark.
One episode, yeah.
So, a question for you and the audience. Do we venture to a over 30-minute episode for these things?
No, I honestly think, and I'm not just saying this, I think 30 minutes is good. This is my point. People might say, no, make them 4 minutes.
Yeah. Email dadknowsbest@mbs.fm or leave it in the comments on YouTube.
But like this show is we can part one and part two because this has got interest in. There's been some segues. I think we should part one and part two, kids and tech.
Cool. I will make a note of that as well so I don't forget.
And while he's making a note, guys, don't forget to hit subscribe on the podcast if you've made it this far through. This is me and my best mate talk about what it's like to be a dad. And he puts so much work into YouTube.
Are you swallowing that mic?
For the four of you that are watching right now, we really appreciate it. So, guys, head over to YouTube and hit subscribe. It is the way that you can see exactly what's going on in the studio. When my feet go on the table, if you're just listening, it sounds like this. But if you're watching, you can see my Ted Bakers. Anyway, guys, I'm in a good mood. It's Friday. Let's go play some Call of Duty.